Negotiations are expected to begin on March 14 and go until March 18. Ahead of that, Pakistan's new finance minister chaired a series of meetings to fine-tune preparations for the discussions with the IMF team. Pakistan says it remains optimistic about the second review because it complied with and met conditions that were imposed by the international lender last year, including hikes in energy and fuel prices, jacking up the key policy rate to 22%, a market-based currency exchange rate, and arranging for external financing. Experts say Pakistan needs to secure a new IMF agreement soon to turn its economy around. The current $3 billion standby arrangement expires in April. Hira Mustafa, Islamabad.